Hey there, listeners. It's Mike Snyder here, and welcome to Talking Tech. My colleague Brett Molina is off today. If you're listening to this podcast, you likely know about the more than six-hour outage earlier this week on Facebook, Facebook Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. For most of us, that meant we couldn't read news items in our news feed or post pictures of ourselves, our friends, our family, or whatever meal we were eating. We also couldn't send messages on Messenger or WhatsApp. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Many people around the world rely on Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp as their communication lifeline. My colleague, news reporter Gabriela Miranda, wrote about that this week, and she's here to talk about what she found. Gabriela, welcome to Talking Tech, and thanks for being with us.
Hi, Mike. Great to be here.
It's interesting that Gabriela and I work together on the Universal Now desk occasionally when I'm over there helping out, so it's fun to do a story together with you. So when I was writing about the technical issues around this outage that began Monday, roughly about 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, when did you start working the angle of people outside the U.S. and their reliance on WhatsApp and Messenger?
So I myself use WhatsApp to speak to family members out of the U.S., so the outage kind of affected us, and it was on my mind. Well, I was on Twitter Monday night, and I started seeing a lot of people tweeting and posting about, you know, not being in contact with their loved ones for 6 hours and how in emergency situations that was really scary for them. So on Tuesday, I ended up clocking into work and started interviewing sources almost immediately and started talking to them about their experiences.
Well, give folks a bit of background about why these apps are so vital.
So in many international countries and for people who are living in the U.S. and want to contact their family out of the U.S., SMS texts and international call prices can get pretty pricey. So it's just a lot easier to rely on WhatsApp and even Facebook Messenger because you can do video chats, you can call, and you can text, and it's free of cost whether you have a Samsung or an iPhone. It just is kind of like a universally really easy app to use. And so a lot of people just didn't think of any alternatives because they were so reliant on WhatsApp. They don't have, you know, different applications like Telegram or Signal. They just use WhatsApp and Facebook, and those are really their only options in mind.
So you found some pretty dramatic stories in your reporting. Tell us about one.
So I think one of the most heartbreaking ones was I spoke to this woman, and she had recently escaped Kabul, Afghanistan during the Taliban takeover, but her family was still left in Kabul. And right before the outage, her sister had contacted her and said that she was attacked in Kabul by a group of men, and she was in the hospital in the ICU unit, and her family was connecting and talking to her with WhatsApp. And then the outage happened, and for 6 hours, and because of the time difference, really like a whole day passed, and she had no communication or updates on how her sister was doing, whether she was alive, whether she was okay. And for this woman, it was terrifying. And her family didn't have, like I said, any other applications like Telegram. Instagram was down too. So basically, they didn't speak for basically a day. And she said she just felt paralyzed during that time.
That's, I can't even imagine what that's like. And there was another situation where a man missed the birth of his daughter, right?
Yes, that was also just, honestly, I mean, all of these were horrible. But so this man recently moved to Texas from Mexico on a work visa. You know, and he comes here and his plan is to save money for his family. And his wife is in labor, she's in labor. And then the outage hits and she goes into active labor. And the last text he gets from his wife is, "My contractions are getting worse. Video chat me when you can." And then the outage happens and he ends up missing the moment when his wife gives birth to his daughter. And he said that he forever regrets missing that moment. And it was really heartbreaking for him. But he also, like so many people, just were relying on WhatsApp and didn't have any other applications or ways to contact his wife.
Now, this all is pretty intense. And folks, if you're interested in this, Gabriela has a story on usatoday.com. You can search for that and read the whole story. There's some other instances. I think you found Brazil is particularly reliant on WhatsApp and Facebook. In fact, some people, I forget if this was worded this way in your story, but I've heard other folks say on TV coverage that for them, Facebook is the internet.
Yes, and so that was what was crazy when Gabriel, I spoke to this guy named Gabriel de Ora, and he said that basically people use WhatsApp and Facebook. There's really nothing else. They don't even really touch Google. It's kind of they get all of their news feed from there, and that's how they connect with people in the U.S. and other countries. So He said even like government and business companies will send out alerts about COVID or alerts from their employers through the application. So that's how like heavily relied they are on it. So when the outage hit, the country was hit really hard because they just have no other application. So they were kind of like in this paralyzed state for 6 hours.
And I think you found some evidence that folks have added other apps just in case to kind of have more backups like Signal. You mentioned Signal and Telegram at this point.
Yeah. So every person I spoke to basically said that this kind of showed them how reliant they are on Facebook and WhatsApp, and they're terrified of another outage. And even though maybe these outages aren't super common, they just don't want to miss another emergency situation or another, you know, birth or anything like that. So they've downloaded Viber, they've downloaded Telegram, Signal, and just a bunch of other applications just in case. They all said that WhatsApp and Facebook are still their primary sources of communication, but now they kind of have a lot of backup plans.
Well, Gabriella, thanks for taking time to share the story with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Listeners, let's hear from you. Have any comments, questions, or show ideas? Any tech problems you want us to try to address? You can find me on Twitter at Mike Snyder. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech, and we'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.